Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We're actually live on the air. As we are greeting.
Hey,
have a seat. Put some headphones on. My name is James Mazzotta, and you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM talk radio, and this is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And I have my lovely sidekick with me tonight.
Yvonne Mazzotta.
Oh, wow, there you go.
I thought you were talking about me.
No, you're not supposed to be talking yet. You're supposed to be a silent guest. I'm just kidding. Anybody can say anything. So, gosh, we just kind of rushed here into the studio, and we got all kinds of things going on. I just left the store. We were doing wine tasting. You know, tomorrow night at the Enjoy Store, we are going to be having a launch party for Bernsini Vineyards. They are releasing a new Cabernet Sauvignon that's been aging, and now it's going to make its debut tomorrow night. So come on down and try a new release. We will also have charcuterie boards available to purchase, so you can, you know, have a little num-num while you're
little
there.
A little nosh.
And if you're so inclined, I'd love to scoop you some ice cream or make you a root beer float.
Or an affogato.
Yeah, all kinds of things going on. So anyway, we are here, and we are celebrating Enjoy, and we are celebrating our 200th issue.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I know, right?
I realize that.
So if you can imagine, we started this in, what was it, 2006?
Yes,
October of 2006. We have been through many ups and downs and crashes. And it's, you know, it seems like we do the best when the market's horrible.
It's so true.
I know. I don't know what it is.
There was a big recession in 2006, and we decided to launch
a magazine.
A publication.
And then we did very well, and then the market came back, and, you know, we've obviously survived, and then things are tough again, and things are doing well for the magazine, and it's a very interesting cycle. We're trying to still understand and wrap around it ourselves. But anyway, we also have, in this last year, moved to our new location, which is 1261 Market Street, the old Boardmart building, and we are busy doing a lot of really cool things in there. Obviously, we have the wine bar, and that's why we were talking about if you wanted to come try a new wine release through Bernsini Vineyards. We have a tasting room in there. But we also are putting in a cafe, and we're getting very close to hopefully being able to get that up and running. We're going to be working, I believe, with Reader's Bakery out of Red Bluff. They are a husband and wife team that advertises in Enjoy. Thank you very much.
They're French-trained.
No, they're
excellent.
European trained.
Oh,
you. Maybe
because
French,
we all know France is not in Europe.
Well, European pastry stuff.
Oh. Yes.
I don't know that the word. I don't know
it's
if it's
good.
Bit French, but you know where it's much more about, not so much about the sugar, but more about the butter.
Butter.
So
they're
very
less
better.
Sweet.
Yeah. So 200th issue. It is chock full of articles, all kinds of things. We have a couple of guests already here in the studio. I'm not really sure where Blake is, but Blake from Viva Downtown usually is here as part of the family, and he is not here yet, but he usually comes wandering in a little bit late. Anyway, you know, he's got the gift of gab. And we have, I think, three guests tonight that we're going to be featuring, so that'll be great. So don't leave us. What great things do we have coming up this evening or this
tonight
month?
Is the rodeo.
Yeah.
Reading Rodeo.
Yeah, so yesterday was the first night. Was that what it was, the
Correct.
Kickoff?
Yes.
And then I've heard is tonight, but I know for sure Saturday sold out.
Tonight was close. I don't know if they actually sold out, but
yeah. And then, of course, you know, we have come back after a 2-year hiatus from not posting a calendar of events and Enjoy, just because during the pandemic there was, you know, nothing going on. They just pretty much wanted to sequester us in our homes. So anyway, we have come back with a vengeance. We actually have, I think, like 4 or 5 pages of calendar and events going on. This month is super full. There was the Strawberry Festival. There's Trinity County has a little calendar in here themselves just because they have so many events going on, so you can check that out. California Nut Festival is happening. Obviously, the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo is incredible. And then we have our general calendar, and I just really like to point out that the calendar is very extensive, and you can see it, there's probably about 30 different communities that are featured in our calendar. So we love featuring that. Really great thing. A lot of people have struggled with, and we updated our website a couple of years ago, and during that process, we updated our calendar for you to list your events, and it was very frustrating. There was a lot of people that had difficulties, and I think a lot of it had to do with certain operating systems, but we just recently, in the last, I think, 3 weeks, launched a whole new calendar system in our website. So if you go to www.enjoymagazine.com and you go to calendar.
It's Enjoy Local Events.
There is a section, yeah, that's Enjoy Local Events, which we have now officially partnered with Social Business X, which is Paul David, and he does events, and we now are combining our efforts. And so you can load your event in our online calendar, which gets huge exposures as exposure clicks. But that's where we mine information to pull, among a lot of other areas. But we get a lot of really great events coming through our calendar. So if you want your event to be in the magazine, just make sure that you're about a month ahead, because obviously we're in production with the magazine about 26 days before it actually comes out. And so you'd want to make sure that you have that in there. I was noticing you pointed at something in the calendar.
I'm actually in the calendar as well.
Are you?
The cemetery tours at Reading Memorial Park, those would be the second Wednesday of every month, beginning at 11 a.m.
Pull your mic right up. It's very directional. There you go. Sorry about that.
So May 10th was the second Wednesday of the month cemetery tour that I do at Reading Memorial Park. My name's Ryan McCloskey. I was thinking it was omitted because the library's been the one that's promoting that, and it wasn't in the library's section because you do have all of that quite well laid out, but it's in the general calendar.
Yeah.
And so I thought I had fallen
Surprise.
Out, but yeah. No. So it turns out I'm in the Enjoy Twice this month there.
Well, look at you. You're almost at superstar status.
We do our best.
Yeah, right? Well, gosh, as you pointed this out and you just shared that with us, I'm going to say, you're very interesting already. I can tell that you've got a lot up your sleeve.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
So that'll be great when we get in from our first break. We'll hit you right up, and you'll be our first guest this evening. So, everybody, we're going to take our first break. We're really close to that 15-minute section, so I'm going to ask Liam to go ahead and take us out just a tad bit early. And sit back, relax, grab a snack and something to drink, and we'll be right back with our first guest.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's the chaos in here tonight. It's a lot of fun. There's people everywhere. Moms, dads, children, guests everywhere. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It feels like summer.
Yeah, right. So welcome back to KCNR. This is your talk radio with the Enjoy Hour, and we really appreciate being able to do this here at the station. And as I mentioned, Blake did show up. He rolled on in with his beautiful trucker Redding hat. And
from Enjoy the Store.
Yeah, and awesome. He's raring to go. So here we go. We're going to actually, I'm going to actually have you introduce our first guest since you guys, have knowledge of one another.
Oh, this is so cool. Yeah. Yvonne, James, great to see you.
You too.
I love the guest. That's a great song, Liam.
Blake from Viva Downtown.
Blake from
by the way.
Viva Downtown. I know we got another Blake tonight. And,
yeah.
All right. So Ryan, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Especially since it's last minute and you guys were doing family fishing.
Mr. McCloskey, so hey, tell us about your article that's in Enjoy Magazine this week and a little bit about yourself.
Well, the article that is in Enjoy Magazine this month would be about the Western Star Lodge number 2, the oldest chartered Masonic lodge in the state of California. Even though it is number 2, it is truly number 1. And
where is number 1?
Number 1 is in San Francisco. In reading the article,
it still functions.
It does.
Okay.
It does. And in reading the article, you'll find the circumstances under which we got number 2 instead of number 1. And as, you know, certain politics happen.
I was going to say, it's San Francisco. Say no more.
Exactly. So even though we're number 2, we still consider ourselves number 1 and quite possibly the most friendliest Masonic lodge in the state.
Definitely.
So one of the things that people can be looking forward to us doing in the future here would be bringing back our all-you-can-eat breakfast, which
awesome.
Does stand out in a lot of people's minds as something that they remember Western Star for. And, you know, due to circumstances over the last couple years, we weren't able to serve the community in that
sure.
way, as many businesses or groups were not. So as we pick up steam, we get members reacquainted with the lodge, we'll have enough people available to facilitate those all-you-can-eat breakfasts again,
wow.
which were typically on Sundays.
So, Mr. McCloskey, so tell us for those that don't know, this is you know one of our older fraternal societies, philanthropic societies. What is the Masons?
Yeah, you get lots of people that are freaked out by them. And I'm like,
no way.
There are. I know people that if you say that word, they get all weird. And I'm like, I don't understand it because I don't even know what you do.
Well, in a nutshell, for the ancient history, it goes back to the building of King Solomon's Temple. And so those would have been operatives, Freemasons, who actually did stonework. We are speculative only. And so we use the tools, symbols, and good teachings of King Solomon himself to promote the order, do charitable things within our community. We often are pillars of our society or our townships. No members at this time stand out, but often like the town mayor or whatnot over the many years will have been a member. And so in North America, Freemasonry has been operating since 1730, but elsewhere there are minutes that can be noted back to the 1500s and anecdotally all the way back to King Solomon's temple. And so.
So when did it become such a big part of America? Of American history, because you go to Washington, D.C., the Masonic temple that they have, the Freemasons, is of George Washington, a big statue that they have over there. So I know it's big over in D.C., so how does it get connected over here to the West Coast and Reading itself?
Well, with George Washington being one of the more prominent members there, it became a household name overnight, and as the colonies became the states, and as we moved westward and had expansion, often our presidents were Freemasons. Franklin Roosevelt stands out in my mind as being a prominent Mason, Teddy Roosevelt, just as my mind works that way. So mm-hmm. We had two of the Roosevelts that were Freemasons, and hopefully that I could, you know, keep up with the best of them myself. And so
do you see many politicians at this point in time in history really actively looking to be a part of that anymore, or is it kind of one of those things where it's not, that's not the prevalent thing right now, and it's mostly just people like yourself that are keeping it alive? And
I would say that sort of prominence is down as the order or the orders, concordant bodies and whatnot, are on the decline. It's your more humble civil servants mm-hmm. and members of your community that end up being involved for various reasons. And usually it has a function within the society you're serving. So I myself am a 12-year undertaker, and I work for McDonald's Chapel in Reading Memorial Park. And
wow.
The Reading Memorial Park was founded by the local Reading Masonic Lodge in 1879, and that founding member, C.C. Bush, helped organize the cemetery, and he was formerly a member of Western Star, and so the county seat moved from Shasta to Reading Town, as the politicians did likewise.
And, yeah.
And, Ryan, and that's so significant history.
That's,
I mean, C.C. Bush is one of our founding Readingites. Which is so cool. I had no idea.
Right. Now I know why you do the tours.
Yeah, precisely.
At first when you were saying them, I was like, this is very just odd, interesting.
No, Ryan is a wealth of knowledge of,
no, I know.
Of history in our area. He's part of the Odd Fellows.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the Masons. He gives mm-hmm. tours to the local cemetery just adjacent.
So Odd Fellows are IOOF?
Right up the street, the uh-huh. Independent Order of Odd Fellows. And so, Ryan, I'd love to just give you the mic and just for you to talk a little bit about yourself and what it means to be in these organizations and why you have so much pride in them.
Well, it means the world to me, and having a lack of community the last several years, it's been especially important right now to throw myself in completely. So I've been a member of these organizations since before COVID, but now that everything is back to normal, dare I say, it's especially important for me to be involved in those dinners and those things that we could not do previously. My young son, Ryan, number two, he often comes to the dinners with me. And
quite handsome, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a good opportunity to lead by example with my children. We've relaunched our scholarship programs at the lodges, and we do a little 4th of July celebration, and we usually invite that to our, you know, friends and family so that it can be broader than just our Masonic family. And yeah, with that, it means the world to me. Reading's a very, I was born and raised here, very very prominent Reddingite, I hope, now that I've been on this radio program and other things. Very grateful to enjoy. The Shasta Public Library is actually what began promoting my tour of the cemetery as well. Got me in the community calendar here, and I'm in the works with a lady named Nicole that's there that is going to help me put together a little visual representation of the local fraternal groups as well.
Wow, and, that's cool.
So sponsoring the schools is very important to us, and having kids that are going through our public school system especially is one of those things that we focus on and is a big focus.
Is there one out in, I guess it would be kind of like, is it Millville or Palisadro? Is there?
Yeah, Millville IOOF.
That's an IOOF. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We used to drive by it all the time, and I just look at it and go, I wonder what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They've been a great venue to help facilitate. Like, I know J.F. Shea rented them out and had a feed there and different things. And so what they typically do with their facility is open up their doors to different catered events and different things and make that space available. A little off the beaten path, plenty of parking, big dance hall, all those things. And so that kind of is what puts them on the map, as well as a fourth Sunday of the month breakfast that they do as well. And so knowing these things, being involved in multiple groups, it will help me coordinate as to not double book myself, so to speak. So when Western Star number 2 launches their all-you-can-eat breakfast, we'll definitely not be doing it on the fourth Sunday of the month as not to compete with Millville, but I mean, I'm sure there's people that
sounds lovely. As soon as you said food and all you could eat, I'm down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and even that, you know, as I say it, it's like maybe someone does want there to be like kind of an all day breakfast situation where maybe lining it up on the same day would be all right.
Yeah.
Because you can't have too much breakfast.
Well, interestingly enough, I'm not really sure where he came across it, but my son found a book that looks very old, and it's an IOOF book for women. It's a like an original, like rules manual book, like what they like the sisterhood kind of a book thing. It's a very small, and there's quite a lot of pages. And I don't know where he found it, but he found it.
You should bring it to Ryan. Yeah, and look at it.
And it got, when you read it, it's just bizarre in some senses, right? Because of the age, right? And how?
Yeah, it was probably highly ciphered. There may be dashes and replacive words, and
So we read it and we're like, "What does this mean?" Interesting, but yeah, like now that I've met you, I will see if I can get it in your hands because you might find it interesting, or you may already have 10,000 copies. I don't know.
I may not. That could either be what would be considered a lady's handbook in conjunction with the husband who would have been in the Oddfellows.
Exactly, and that's what it does. Yeah. It talks about the relationship between the husband and wife and them being allowed certain aspects, but not everything, and like how that worked. Like it was like under my husband's chapter, there's the woman's chapter, and this is how things worked for the women, and it was just very interesting.
Yeah. So that would have been primarily demystifying the situation for the wife.
But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of rules, or I guess they would be rules or things to follow. Like, you know, like I just looked at it and thought I'd be terrified to have to try to remember all this.
Hey, well, yeah. Hey, Ryan, you know, one of the biggest things that I would love for you to talk about before with our last couple of minutes is, are these organizations still available for community to be a part of?
Yeah.
And if so, how can people do that? And finally, how can people find out more about your cemetery tours?
Like I said, I don't know if we were on the air when I said it, actually. So I'll either repeat myself or say it for the first time. In the community calendar, the general calendar of the Enjoy magazine, it does list the cemetery tours. It would be by date. So this month it was May 5th. But they are the second Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m., you can come to McDonald's Chapel, and I will show you the way as to where we officially meet, which is the cemetery gates. But the chapel is much easier for everyone to find, so that tends to be where everyone wanders in, and then we go to the gates, and we so on and so forth. if you are interested in masonry in Reading or the town of Shasta, we have some websites, some Facebook action for those two groups, and you can reach out directly that way. For Odd Fellowship, I am the Noble Grand, which would be equivalent to the president of the group. And our Facebook is fairly out of date. And so what I would recommend if you want to become an Odd Fellow is to contact McDonald's Chapel and ask for Ryan McCloskey, as my name is on all of our letterhead and everything else, not just being in charge this year, but in order to remain a contact for prosperity's sake, even after my term is up. Wonderful. So.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was, like, not expecting all this really cool stuff. You're a legend.
I've said a legend in my own time, and my coworkers say a legend in your own mind. Yeah.
So. No worries. Thanks, well, Ryan. Thank you for spending the time. Thank you to your family being here and taking away that little bit of personal time for fishing. We really appreciate you guys coming in and sharing with us and allowing us to do a great story on what you're passionate about in Enjoy Magazine.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. If you would like to have me again, please feel to reach out to me. I think my family was grateful that this happened because it limited the amount of time I could, in fact, fish.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll introduce you to our next guest. Sorry. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retail. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine-in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
FM and 1460 AM. My headphones are falling apart. Can you, Blake, not gyrate so much?
That's my favorite song.
Okay, that's not. I'm Blake. The other Blake's here now. And you have to delineate.
I'm sorry.
Both of us.
Because now people are listening to this going,
Blake F.
Blake, yeah, I was not Blake D gyrating. Okay?
No.
Thank he you. Will be. He yeah, will be. No.
Just wanted to get that straight because my wife's probably going,
what?
Oh, yeah, that's true, huh?
What?
Blake, quit gyrating.
I love that name. Oh, my gosh. Liam, I love the music. This is so cool. So, yeah, we're here with Yvonne Mazzotta, James Mazzotta from Enjoy, Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, KCNR, Enjoy the Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I know. I'm so sorry because I know we got a lot of guests. So, Zach, yeah, we're here joined with Zach Monin from the City of Reading Public Works Department because there's some new developments after all of the downtown developments that have been going on. Another project's happening with Placer Street. So that goes right into downtown or over
to Buena
Ventura.
I can tell you Placer Street's really beat up.
Yeah. We've heard that once or twice.
So this is the section of Placer Street that goes into downtown or if you're heading towards Holiday Market,
Starbucks.
That whole Buenaventura Center. Starbucks, Moonstone, all those great businesses. Yeah. So, Zach, what's going on with Placer?
Yeah, it's good news, really. We're wrapping up a big project, and that's the Magnolia Sewer Project. Mm-hmm. So what that was is the city redid pipes and underground utilities from stem to stern, basically from Air Park down to Pleasant and all the way down into downtown, as Blake was saying, on West Street. And we're working down in the downtown core right now around the courthouse and Tehama Street, and they're still doing some of that sewer work, but they're finishing it up. It's about this week. They should be wrapping up. I saw them this morning out there starting to frame up the curbs and put some concrete out there, which is basically the finishing touches of this big utility job out on this side of town. So.
Wow.
So the city has our poop handled.
It's in the right pipe now.
In the right pipe now. What is it? So is it leaking over into the drinking water?
James. Oh, man. Well,
hey, you know what?
Thank you, Zach.
I got it. Good over there.
So what does this mean now that this completing, and what was the workshop that you guys worked on tonight?
Yeah, so I just got out of the workshop, and Blake drug me over here real quick, but it was great.
I dragged him.
He did.
It's like a kidnapping.
Yeah. We actually had a great meeting, and we talked to a lot of the residents who live on the west side, and, you know, what are their concerns about Placer, and what are the issues they've been seeing? And everybody's seen the same thing. I drive there every day as well. Mm-hmm. We all just see the same stuff, where it's difficult to turn left. It's difficult to get out of those side streets. There's definitely some concerns about the way that operates. Those parked cars are right next to the lanes.
Ooh, yeah, some of them are close.
Very close. You wouldn't want to open. I see people even put their mirrors folded down so tight, you know. And what are we going to do with that? And what happened was with this Magnolia project, we're like, well, let's go ahead and think about what options we have out there. And we decided, you know, let's think about restriping this into a different format. And so we hired a consultant, and we had some time with this project, and we just went through the whole process and said, what can we do out here, and let's look at the numbers and try to figure out some better solutions. And so we had this public meeting tonight to kind of introduce some of the alternatives that we were thinking of, talked to a lot of the neighborhoods, and talked to some of the people that came out. We had a great meeting, and a lot of people were very happy to hear that what we're planning on doing, I'll just say, was the preferred alternative is to go to a three-lane section. So we're going to have one lane in each direction and a center turn lane, and then give some space to the parked cars. You know, so one of the things we heard is, do not get rid of my parked cars. I have nowhere to go. I live on that street.
We couldn't
do that as an option. So
there'll be a single lane of traffic in each direction with space for parking now and a center lane for turning.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
really the only option you have.
No, it's really pretty much
unless you take the parking away.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Which and then at that point, that's Russian roulette there.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have a lot of options.
So no.
Those old streets and those houses, they're historic. And that's base plaster and they don't have a lot of option. And so,
that sounds good. Really?
Yeah. Those side streets, you know, they were really seeing a level of service degrade where they couldn't get out anymore. They were trapped and they just avoided Placer. They just went other directions. People couldn't turn left. And so what this is actually doing is going to bring their level of service back up where they can turn in and out. And that'll be a big improvement for those residents that live in that area. And what we looked at as a corridor won't be impacted by this design. In fact, have a better more consistent flow through that, mm-hmm. that corridor. You're not going to see a reduction of usability of that corridor. So
that's incredible.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
So what if you just didn't paint lines or anything and had a demo derby and just filmed it?
We wanted to do what was that?
Slide the City. We've heard a couple of times.
Yeah,
Slide the City. Yeah,
yeah. We wanted to fly in.
We actually wanted to see if we at one point we filed to bring back the traditional old. Soapbox Derby.
Soapbox Derby.
Oh, great hill.
And use that
you
as
could do it before the stripes go up.
That hill's a little steep. I mean, those kids would have
their be moving.
Face torn off by the time they got to the bottom.
The finish would be like in Palisadro.
Well, this is
well,
great.
Super cool.
Zach, thanks so much for coming in for that big update for Placer Street. Yeah. And I know there's a lot more development with Envision 273, which we'll probably have Michael Kukor come on, and all the stuff with downtown projects. Wrapping
if
up.
They have people have comments. Yeah. Definitely call us at the city. They can contact me or John Caldwell or Joshua Anthony. We're all in the transportation planning side. We're looking for comments and input at this point. We're going to take it to City Council June 8th for some final approvals before we see some actual striping on the road. Hmm. So in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see the grinding and striping and actual paving. So all the plates.
Seen a lot of grinding.
Reduce the crown. You'll see that in the next couple of weeks. And then as soon after that, you're going to see the striping, and we'll be out of that area, which will be
nice.
Good news.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, gosh.
Well, thank you.
That's how you do it.
Good news.
All right. Zach, thanks so much. I hope you go enjoy Maxwell's right now.
I am. That's where I'm headed.
All right.
Oh, so
we're not going to take our break yet and change guests. We're just going to go right into our next guest. Excuse me. My coffee's talking back because he's already sitting here and has been annoying the whole time.
I'm not annoying.
And that is the
I'm assertive.
That's another Blake. So this is Blake Dorsey with Ancient Fire Coffee. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, James. I really appreciate being asked here tonight.
Yeah.
We
had a full house. We had nothing, and then now we're overflowing.
No, that's great. And I really owe you guys a real, Ancient Fire Coffee, July 27th, will be celebrating 10 years.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow, that's really a long time.
It is cool. And I want to thank both of you because you were both of the people who initially gave me that first chance of putting my coffee on the shelf, and I really appreciate that.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Not to pat my own back. But
but seriously,
of first coffees started at Enjoy.
Right. And that's not to say you put anything. I mean, you usually are, you're very good about the quality. But yeah, so, and that really helped other places too, because when I would say, oh, and I'm in Enjoy the Store, it'd be like, oh, you Enjoy the Store. We must have your coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I really appreciate that. It was.
Yeah, well, actually, and to be, all super cool and everything, we carry and have carried, is it Northbound? Mm-hmm.
Strawhouse.
Strawhouse, Ancient Fire, Heritage, Feast. We carry a lot of coffees. They all do very well, but if I run a report, it clearly shows that we sell more coffee, Ancient Fire coffee than any other coffee.
Well, now let's not forget your coffee. I'll give you a thing. You've got Daystar Coffee now you're roasting. Yes. They're roasting at Enjoy the Store.
Enjoy the Store reached out and started, and bought a beautiful state-of-the-art roaster, and we're roasting, and it's under the brand Daystar Roasting.
That's very cool.
And that's why I have you here partly tonight, and then Ben, who just came in. We'll talk with Ben as well. Ben is in the coffee realm, and I'm working some, magic with Ben. But you and I have talked about an expansion to your brand, because in my opinion, you have two beautiful roasts and a third that's a blend that you do.
Yeah, that's a blend, right.
Yeah,
correct.
That it's time for you to develop a couple of higher end brands,
exactly.
Higher end roasts for yourself that you can, sell outside of wherever it is. But
no, that's true.
You and I have talked about coming in and using the roaster and doing your
own. Oh, very much so. We would do a Golden Fire roast there. And real quickly, one of the things that you had told me a long time ago, because when I went in there and I was like, oh crap, they're already selling coffee. And James had a very astute observation. He goes, Blake, the fact that there's a lot of coffee here, means people who are interested in coffee are going to come down here. And that's so true, James, because when you go into a wine shop, they don't have, hi, we got two bottles of wine here. One's a red.
Yeah.
But no, you know what I'm saying? And it's really been that way down there. And that changed my thinking because having a wide variety of people, because people will walk and go, and look at it and go, this is this. That's. And I was like, they're never going to buy my coffee. So kudos to you.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's something that I had to learn on my own, but also I was taught by the coffee community here. They they have a real camaraderie, right? Mm-hmm. And they seem to really embrace other coffee and all that kind of stuff. So it's unique. It very much is that rising tide. Yeah, that rising tide. You know,
good word.
Yeah. So we're super excited to have Ancient Fire. That's what Yvonne and I bring home.
Your holiday roast.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And so I'm super excited to see what you come up with on our machine.
It was fun when we went down there and used it. I brought some of my coffee beans down there. And you want to, it's talking about two men watching paint dry. James and I have two chairs and we're like right next to this machine. It's got sort of a tumbler and we're just watching it. Yeah. Having a great time.
Right? It was totally perfection. Right?
So much fun.
And we're like, ooh, it's going into the cooling
mode. This motor's come on. We're total geeks.
I mean, it was like two old men, you know.
Oh, get some music behind it.
Oh, next time we will.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Blake, but we'll also introduce you to Ben and let Ben chime in on something that he's working on in the coffee realm. So sit back, relax. Hey, go grab a cup of coffee and sit down. We'll wait for you. Bye.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
That point in the jam. We're not going to get that far into this song.
Not yet.
Is he trying to date us with this music? This is
Billy
old music.
Joel. No, he actually threw a really cool one in a little earlier that he does. I don't remember what it's called, but it was really.
He's a little dark age.
What was it?
Little Dark Age.
Yes.
We'll go out with some Remy.
Yeah. You know what I like.
All of the songs that you've been playing, Liam, just make me feel like it's summertime.
Right?
Like the start of summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
And we digress.
Yeah, right?
All right, so we got a couple minutes.
We're losing
left to the show
already. So we were with Blake from Blake Dorsey from Ancient Fire Coffee, and he's still here with us. And then we have Ben, who Ben actually has been a writer for Enjoy. So we have a relationship in that way, and recently took a sabbatical because he's going on his own adventure and starting his own business, Future Coffee. Ben, I don't even attempt to say say your last name because I know I'll butcher it.
I'll help you. Ready? Uh-huh. Ben Locascio.
Locascio.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
You can just say Locascio, but if you want to get, you know, all about it. Locascio.
Good Irish name. says Mr. Mazzotta. Anyway, introduce yourself real quick.
So I'm Ben Locascio, as you've heard.
from Chicago.
Originally from Chicago, lived in Reading for the last 3 years. Yeah, in case if you're wondering the connection between Chicago and Locascio, you know, don't look too far into the last name, maybe.
Criminal.
Well, you know, maybe 70 years ago, something like that.
So what are we doing now? Out of the crime business?
Oh, yeah, now we're all completely above board, don't worry.
Cool.
No, he's just gotten into child slave labor coffee.
He's laundering money through a coffee cart.
The second time James has said something out of pocket.
No.
What's going on?
I mean, coffee would be a drug, I suppose. it's a legal drug, though. So.
Yeah.
So, are you on the other coffee guy? I've got to know. So, are you doing just special events, or do you have one on the street? Are you just doing specific events and stuff like that?
Yeah, great. Thanks. So, we are Future Coffee. We're a mobile coffee cart. So, we do events, whether that's like office parties or farmers markets or, you know, markets downtown.
Bar mitzvahs,
weddings.
Far out.
Yeah, vow renewals we're doing. But we don't have a specific spot yet.
Okay.
But we come to you if you want to add some pizzazz.
Oh, that's cool.
To your,
that is very cool.
You can park in front of us, too.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, I've been talking about that in front of Enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, a collab with Daystar Roasting.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So how did Future Coffee Company start, and where? So what's this new journey like redeveloping the business?
Back before it was the future.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Well, there is a future coffee in a past coffee, I guess. When I was in college in Boston, I had a company called Cafe Undergrounds, and this one was actually not above board. I would just set up in the middle of the cafeteria at my university and just sell coffee, and I became known as Cafe Undergrounds, as in grounds.
See, there was that criminal activity in the DNA.
Well, you know what I just realized? That there's a dichotomy between our two names, because I'm Ancient Fire Coffee and your Future Coffee. Did somebody book us on purpose that way? That's funny.
That was amazing. I didn't put that together until just now. We need to invite somebody called, like,
Medium
present.
Roast.
Yeah, yeah.
Today.
Midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. Yeah.
So you did your Chicago undergrounds.
Undergrounds. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun. It had, like, a fun student following. But I didn't really ever take it seriously until graduated, moved out here, and was just sitting on it, thinking about it for a while, and I thought, I want to do something with people and make it a legit business. And so Cafe Underground has died, you know, a happy death, and rebirthed like a phoenix into Future Coffee.
Wonderful.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've never said like a phoenix before, but I'm going to say it all the time now. And so part of the dream of Future Coffee is we're specialty coffee, so we want to add some excellence to the event that you have. But also we're called Future Coffee because we have a team of people that will encourage your future as you wait for your coffee. So that's not required. That's only if the event feels like it would serve them and benefit them. That's kind of what makes us Future Coffee. And we wanted to add, I feel like coffee is a kind of space where people are looking for inspiration and connection with the barista. So we kind of wanted to add something to what coffee already is.
You mean instead of just calling your name and going, Blake! Coffee for Blake at Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. In this case, you'd actually have to write out Blake and then put your last name because you got two Blakes.
Oh, that's right.
My favorite thing to do anywhere that I get coffee is make up my name. I'm constantly making up fake names
to
yell out because I just want to hear him say the words. It looks stupid.
That's amazing. Have you ever had them say Marco? You can say your name
Polo.
Is Marco.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
You can really only do it once, though, before the barista catches on.
No, usually for me, it's my coffee sucks if I'm at bar. If I Starbucks, hello,
I do a lot of just names like my name is Sky.
Sky.
I use my racing shoes. I wanted to say Pelosi, but that's
Pelosi.
Pelosi. So they're racing.
Is there a Nancy Pelosi in the coffee shop?
Yes, hello. That is amazing.
Pelosi. I use Pelosi a lot.
Pelosi.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And then they always are like, oh, how do you spell that? And I'm like, oh, hell if I know. I don't know how to spell Pelosi.
They would have spelled it wrong anyway.
I know, right?
Wow.
So what's the best way to get in touch with you if somebody wanted to hire your cart?
Oh, yes. The best way to get in touch would be our phone number, which is 630-815-6678. Also, we're online at futurecoffeeco.com, mm-hmm. So futurecoffeeco, all one word, and then our Instagram is @futurecoffeeco.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those will work. The best is, either Instagram or phone, mm-hmm. 630-815.
So are you thinking with your coffee cart, the coffee? No, I know that I've already talked to you. I think that you should have your own brand, which, you know, I think you will at some point, and I know that you have relationships with producers already here in town. Do you guys see yourself doing, like, I mean, obviously you want to find a blend or a bean or something that's really great for you to serve, right, that people know. And consistency is always key when it comes to coffee. But I think it would be a lot of fun if you always had your surprise coffee, right? Like when what you're doing is featuring all regional coffees, right?
I think that's a great idea.
People can really get a chance to taste something else.
Well, yeah, and that's something that's inherently yours. Like, I can't get this coffee anywhere else except at your thing because you roasted it and you chose the beans. So this is
yours.
Futures. Yeah, it's not like another blend. It's yours. And
that's
that's very cool,
but
too.
But the flip side of the coin, right? Like, so you have yours, your brand, everybody knows they love. But then the ability to try because you're flexible in that regard, right? You're not a brick and mortar, right? So you can, I mean, the whole thing about you is wheels and move and flexibility and.
That's right. We can be.
An inspiration.
Yeah. Did you just flex?
Did I flex?
I think you went like,
what was that about?
Wow.
It said flexibility and your first move was this. Gun show.
I was just trying to show to all the baristas that I can do the 30-pound tamp. You know, you have to push
that
the espresso
awesome.
Grounds 30 pounds.
Gosh, I wish this was live. You guys should have seen it.
Well, we are. We're streaming live on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. Right there. We are live on YouTube.
James, the other coffee guy's intimidating me.
Yeah.
Right? He's doing physical things.
We're just going to have to ground him.
Yeah.
As physically fit as Ben is, I venture to say you probably could lift him over your head and throw him across the room.
So past versus future right here.
We've had too much coffee.
Or not enough.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Super cool. And
thanks.
Yeah, and then, Blake, you do also, and you have for us for a long time, too, you do events.
Yeah, I've come down on Christmas and stuff, and usually it's because we're a small roaster, and it's usually...
You just do it in a different way. You set up where you're going to be.
I set up where I'm going to be, and I don't do espressos or anything. I'll do like you do...
Pour-overs.
Yeah, pour-overs and things like that.
Yeah.
And basically what I've done in the past is because it's really hard to get advertisement, is I'll work and do something through the year, like do Christmas coffee and stuff like that, and then I'll trade it for a half a page ad and enjoy, which is priceless to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and I love doing... And the other thing is that there's so many people, I don't know if you run into this, but I still run into people to where people ask me, what do you know? I'm a coffee roaster. And people to this day will still go, people roast coffee in this town? You're like,
seriously. Lots of people roast coffee.
They have no idea about how many roasters there are Northbound or Theory or the ones, you know, Daystar. Mm-hmm. They're just like, well, when did that start?
And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that don't even like, you know, they just... they're small, right?
And
they're like garage kind of, I would say, you know, because I meet them all the time where they'll say, oh, that's so cool. I do my own roasting at my house. You know, they're small micro roasters and they'll do it for friends and family. They're not really selling it, but like.
No, I sell my coffee beans
downtown,
to a lot of roasters.
Downtown Ground, I believe, is roasting.
Oh, yeah, our coffee's there.
We can smell
is that
it.
A flex over there, James? I saw you just go downtown.
They don't roast.
James is flexing.
They don't roast.
I don't do that. Mine's more usually about the booty.
Okay. Yeah. Well, still a flex.
Whoa.
This is so degrading.
That's a clinch.
Yeah, for how...
Good night, everybody.
Right. Thank you for all the fish.
For a town of... for a city of, 90,000, the amount of roasters and coffee culture that here is really impressive, I think. And
award-winning.
Yeah, award-winning. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Theory just got, 6 in the nation, I think it was. At a... The, we, national competition.
Portland.
Yeah. Well, my cats like my coffee.
Yeah,
that is no, that is very impressive.
I mean, your cats are the one that actually make the wheel rotate.
Yeah, got them in this morning. don't tell Peter.
Yeah. Here, kitty.
No, but it's a good thing to think of that. You know, someday. The roasters do need to get together and do something to where we make, as a consortium,
I think there would be a really cool coffee day.
Yeah, they have everything else.
I want to hear swag.
Yeah.
They have why don't we have a coffee thing?
We're going to do it.
It started
here.
It's
just been made.
Yeah. All
right. So that's it. We're already done.
Wow, amazing.
You hear the music?
Super short. Thank you.
We're being cut off.
Yeah, we are.
Ben,
good night, Northern California.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, for the opportunity to be here. We'll see you next month.
You call to I was a loner, and you were the girl with the answer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.